I Love This Town, brought to you by Mendel Lake Credit Union. It's all about you.
Don't go anywhere, because it's time for a story for I Love This Town. Think of it as a road trip story for I Love This Town today. Not that far. It's to the small town of Ferndale for our story for today. See, small towns everywhere have a lot of things in common. This is going to be proof of that, but a sweet story to go with Ferndale and a man named Paul. Paul's a musician who's owned a music store in Ferndale for a while, and like so many musicians in small communities, he didn't feel like there was a good place for him to play. I mean, he could go play in a bar, and that was fine, but he could also try and find an open night at one of the local theaters, and that was fine, but that really didn't give him a lot of opportunities to play. Or, of course, he could leave town. Instead, Paul bought an old church and converted part of it into a space for his music store, which he moved in, and converted the rest of it into a performance space called the Old Steeple. Now, the Old Steeple, I'll just tell you in front, is a fantastic venue. It's beautiful acoustics. It worked out perfectly for what he was trying to do. Oh, their logo is a barn owl. The white face of the barn owl is their logo because those barn owls still live in the tower, in the steeple of the old church. But back to their story, Paul and his folks at the music store are booking this venue now, and they're focusing on small acoustic acts. They're booking from world-class touring artists. They've got shows coming up, including Greg Brown and David Lindley. But for their first show, Paul commented that they really wanted, well, world-class music, but from small-town folks. And it just so happened that while Paul was pondering that first show, Gene Parsons and his wife happened to be in Ferndale, wanted to see the music store, stopped in, got to chatting. Wow, the church. And hey, how about I bring my duo partner David Hayes up here and play a show? And there it was, the answer for that first show. That was this past weekend. So we all trooped up to Ferndale, sweet little town, like I said, where people are small town, just like us, as John Mellencamp says. The show was about to start. Everybody was in their seats, and Paul gets up on stage to introduce himself, his wife Sherry, and their baby Carrie, just in case there was anybody there that they hadn't met yet. Since this was the very first show, he had a list of people to thank for helping to make it happen. He started with the grandparents. He thanked each member of both their families for putting together the chairs, for finishing the bathrooms. He thanked their friends who had finished the floors, shined up the woodwork, hung the new doors. You get the picture. That's a small town. Friends and family all pulling together to realize a dream. Oh, and the new refurbished bathrooms, they got a round of applause. They really are nice. But Paul warned us, check before you lean on the wall, just in case the paint might still be a little wet. Oh, and your bartenders for this evening. The chief of police and the mayor. Yeah, that's a small town. Don't you just love living in a small town? Me too. I love this town.
I Love This Town, brought to you by Mendel Lake Credit Union. It's all about you.